Part 2, I Want More Out of Life. Chapter 23, Halftime. What's the one thing most sports have in common? They have a halftime or some other period where competitors rest and take a break. As a man, the only time someone will ever tell you to take a halftime is if you play a sport or your doctor places you on bed rest. Outside of that, you're going to have to take the initiative to plan these breaks yourself. If you don't, eventually you will experience burnout. Exhaustion of a physical or emotional strength or motivation, usually as a result of prolonged stress or frustration. The following is a quote that you'll find reference to in your resource guide under the references for this chapter. A stressful lifestyle can put people under extreme pressure to the point that they can feel exhausted, empty, burned out, and unable to cope. Stress at work can also cause physical and mental symptoms. Possible causes include feeling either permanently overworked or under-challenged, being under time pressure, or having conflicts with colleagues. Extreme commitment that results in people neglecting their own needs may also be at the root of it. Problems caused by stress at work are a common reason for taking sick leave. End quote. If you had a favorite sports team and they were losing, which would you prefer, for the game to continue with no halftime or for them to take a break, go to the locker room, get rested and refocused, and return with a new strategy and a new passion for winning? Of course, you want them to take that break so they will have the best chance for success. Why not do the same for yourself? Plan regular times where you can get away from your normal responsibilities and get refocused. This is something I've started to do monthly. I plan what I call prayer retreats, where I spend an afternoon alone taking a walk, doing a workout, listening to my favorite music, praying, doing Bible studies, enjoying the outdoors, and just thinking about all the things I'm grateful for. Each time I do this, I come back home feeling refreshed. Imagine an NBA player who plays all four quarters and never gets a halftime break. He's in the game the entire time, giving everything he can. If he can manage doing this for one game, how long do you think that will last? I've had those times where I experienced burnout from doing so much and not getting a break that I eventually couldn't give 100% to any of the things I was doing. I'm not a fan of that, and if that's what you're used to, I want to encourage you to take a halftime. Thanks so much for listening today. I sure do appreciate you.